Chapter 5, Re, Right Action. The notion that government lawyers have obligations beyond those of private lawyers did not originate in oral argument in this case. A government lawyer is the representative not of an ordinary party to a controversy, the Supreme Court said long ago in a statement chiseled on the walls of the Justice Department, but of a sovereignty whose obligation is not that it shall win a case, but that justice shall be done. Chief Judge Mikva, writing for the majority in Freeport McMoRan Oil and Gas Company. It is not always easy to do the right thing, and it is not always fear that urges a more cautious course of action. Fear is an obvious opponent. He is easy to recognize. Self-interest, so often cloaked in justification, is harder to spot. The line of semantic demarcation between expedience and profitability may be a fine one, but it is there if you look for it, and it is important to recognize the true nature of the motivation underlying one's own acts and the acts of others, and to accept the associated costs. This is not to suggest that an unbridled altruism is to be embraced ubiquitously. There is a time for prioritizing one's own needs, for allowing oneself to falter as a result of inattentiveness to selfish necessities does no one any good. But having realized that a thing should be done, the true follower of the Western warrior's way is charged with its performance, however little appeal the endeavor may hold. It is a matter of principle. Pursuing the appropriate course will sometimes even require putting oneself in harm's way. It is not always enough merely to respond to the circumstances with which one is confronted. On occasion, it becomes necessary to seek out confrontation. Many times, this simply requires the asking of questions. One may encounter a situation that appears satisfactory on its surface, but at the same time sense that there is more to it than meets the eye. Whatever the vestigial faculty that provides this warning, and however tempting it may be to rely on the mere appearance of propriety, there exists a duty to make further inquiry, to seek the truth, to see justice done. As is so often the case, conversations with the master's wife provided a great deal of insight into the man. While she was at least as circumspect as her husband in terms of what she chose to reveal about their personal life, there was an undercurrent of pride that permitted the occasional modest disclosure. She would mention in passing that he had stayed at the dojo late into the night, working with a particular student, or had spent the bulk of the weekend reviewing written examinations. Whether or not he would have preferred to be doing something else was not known. It was certain, however, that when duty called, his answer was always yes. It was simply his way.